So, today we are reading from the 9th canto, 10th chapter, text 11 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Samaksham Vaideha Raja Duitari Apayapitayam Bratra Vane Pripanavat Priyaha Priyuktaha Stri Sangitam Yatim Iti Pratayansh Chachara. Arakshodamena Vikavan Vipane Samaksham. Vaidehavrajaduitariyapayapitayam
Remember that duhitari is now pronounced because it's in the word, the rule of sanji, sanjo, that means a combination. Duhitariyapayapitayam. You understand the why? Comes before a vowel in the next word, and so you run it into one word. You pronounce it as if it was one word. Duhitariyapaya pitayam, not duhitariyapaya pitayam. Mratravane kripanavat rihayavihupta. Sangiram gatimiti patayam chachara. Rakshodamena vikavat vipane samacham. Vaideva raja duhitarya payapitayam. Ravane Kripana Vatriya Vihukta Stri Sanginam Gatimiti Patayam Stachara Rakshodamena Vrikavan Vipane Samaksham. Bratravane kripana vat priyaya viyuta. Stri sanginam gatimiti patayam stichara.
Okay. Welcome, Mirko, Suresh, Anuradha, Chichati, Sumuka, Yamunajivana from Croatia, Chichati from Germany, Ramesh, Sachimata, Guillermo,
Draupadi, Caesar, Leela Shakti. I'd like to welcome you all to this class. It's a little controversial subject matter, so if you don't like controversy, don't watch. By the most wicked among Rakshasas, Rana. Avikshavat, like a tiger. Vipane, in the forest. Asamaksham, unprotected. Vadeharaja duvitari. By this condition of Mother Sita, the daughter of the king of Videha, Apayapitayam, having been kidnapped, Vratra, with his brother, Vane, in the forest, Kripanavat, as if a very distressed person, Priyaya, by his dear wife. Vyuktaha, separated. Stri Sanginam, a person's attracted to or connected with women. Gatim, destination. Iti, thus. Pratayam, giving an example. Jajara, wandered. Translation. When Ramachandra entered the forest and Lakshmana was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravan, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha. Just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. When Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus, he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. So purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ijai. In this verse, the words stri sanginam gatim iti indicate that the condition of a person attached to women was shown by the Lord himself. According to moral instructions, grihe narem vivarajayet, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyances, but still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in such a condition as Lord Ramchandra, when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, this attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sanghi. But the situation of Lord Ramchandra is spiritual, for he does not belong to the material world. Narayana, paro yata. Narayana is beyond the material creation. Because he is the creator of the material world, he is not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Lord Ramchandra from Sita is spiritually understood as vipralamba, which is an activity of the vādini, potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belonging to the śrīṅgara rasa, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called sattvika, samchari, vilapa, murcha, and ummada. Thus, when Lord Ramchandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, he is Satchidananda Vigraha, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus, he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation from one's beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation, as explained by Srila Swarupa Damodar Goswami, Radhakrishna Pranaya Virikti Lajini Shaktihi. The dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. Lord Ramchandra therefore manifested the truth both spiritually and materially. Materially, those who are attached to women suffer, but spiritually, when there are feelings of separation between the Lord and his pleasure potency, the spiritual bliss of the Lord increases. This is further explained in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, text 11. Avajananti manmudha manushin tanamashritam paparam bhavam majananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. One who does not know the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead thinks of the Lord as an ordinary human being. But the Lord's mind, intelligence, and senses can never be affected by material conditions. This fact is further explained in the Skanda Purana, as quoted by Madhvacharya. Nitya Purna Sukha Jnana Sarupa Shayato Vibhu Atosya Rama Hityapcha Tasya Dukam Kutom Vipi Tatapi Loka Shikshartam Adukto Dukha Vartivat Antaritam Lokadrascha Sitam Asit Smaram Iva Ganapanartam Purnartcha Sambandha Swatmana Shriyaha Ayodhyaya Vinir Gatchan Sarvalokasya Cheshvaraha Chiksham Tu Shriya Sardam Jagamanadir Avya Nakshatra Masaganitam Trayodasha Sahasrakam Sahasrakam Brahmaloka Saman Chakre Samastam Chitti Mandalam Ramo Ramo Ramahiti Sarvesham Abhavatara Sarvora Ramayho Loko Yada Ramas Trapalihat. It was actually impossible for Ravana to take away Sita. The form of Sita taken by Ravana was an illusory representation of Mother Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in the fire, this Maya Sita was burnt and the real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived from this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection, for as soon as she is unprotected, she will be exploited by Rakshasas like Ravana. Here the words Vaideha Raja Duvitare indicate that before Mother Sita was married to Lord Ramchandra, she was protected by her father Vaideha Raj. And when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that woman should always be protected. According to the Vedic rule, there is no scope for a woman's being independent, asamaksham, for a woman cannot protect herself independently. So, back to the verse.
Rakshodamena vikavan vipane samaksham Vaideva raja duvitaya payapitayam Ratra vane kripana vapriyaya viyutta Shri sanginam gatimita iti pratayam chachara.
So, Om Gnati Manadasha Gnanjana Shakaya Chakshur Unmenitam Yena Tasmai Shikurave Namaha. So it's actually a very interesting verse. As we know, when the Lord enacts his pastimes, there's two things going on, the esoteric and the exoteric things. That means, esoteric means the hidden things that practically nobody understands. And the exoteric means the apparent things, what he's teaching everybody, or what's happening. So here, the exoteric lesson is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in the purport about Stri Sangita, one who is attached to Stri. And I'm going to explain this without offending anybody in class. And the esoteric lesson is, you know, what's happening to Lord Ramchandra experiencing the various bhavas, symptoms of ecstasy in the spiritual world. Because as we know, this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the metaphor is utilized that the material world is compared to the reflection of a banyan tree or a tree on a lake or a river, in which the roots are going up and the branches are going down. In other words, the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. And all relationships that we see here in this world are also present in the spiritual world, actually in the original, pure, pristine state. These are all reflections. Like you see, I always use an example. Like you see a Bollywood film, and inevitably in every Bollywood film, there's a dance around, a circle dance, right? So the Bollywood films are apparently direct reflections of the Rasa Leela of Krishna, right? Because it just looks like that. Of course, it's so perverted that in most cases they're dancing the circle dance in the Mumbai railway station or some mundane place like that. Or I saw one Bollywood film where one man was eloping with a girl on a motorcycle, and they were singing a song as they were coming. So that's a perverted reflection of Krishna kidnapping Rukmini. Instead of, you know, riding on a chariot and having so many romantic things like that and finding out the enemies, this particular individual was riding on a motorcycle, chanting Bollywood songs. You know, somehow or other, people chant when they're riding on a motorcycle. It's hard to understand. And he was followed in pursuit. You know, people were following him. The girl's family were trying to stop it. So you can see how it's a direct reflection.